Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says 25 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine will help improve Australia's vaccine strategy for next year. He says the incoming Moderna shots will be the foundation for booster and variant strategies, flagging the possibility of vaccine production in Australia.
Is the next stage of future-proofing and of preparing for the future, focused primarily on our ability for 2022 to have a booster and variant strategy.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will work with the New South Wales government to help bring international students back to the state. The New South Wales Department of Premier and Cabinet has accepted a plan to allow overseas students to enter the state and quarantine in Sydney using purpose-built housing. Mr. Morrison told 2GB Radio that while the federal government is supportive, the plan is still a long way from landing.
And they're still a long way from landing this, I should stress, at this point. But it's something that we're encouraging of, but it's got to be done safely. And we've got to be able to do it in a way that obviously doesn't risk the great success we've had.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese is to deliver a budget reply speech to Parliament tonight. It's expected Labor's focus will be on social housing spending, as well as women and clean energy jobs. Mr. Albanese will also announce Labor's Startup Year initiative, a $20 million plan to offer loans to 2,000 students to cover a year of specialist mentoring at Australian universities and private sector incubators. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has secured 13 seats to form a majority Liberal state government. He says Tasmanians have voted for stability and certainty. The state Labor Party has secured 9 seats. Authorities in Gaza say 65 people, including a number of Hamas commanders, have been killed since Israeli-Palestinian clashes began this week. The death toll in Israel has been put at 7, including a soldier. Airstrikes by the Israeli military have been targeting Gaza, while Hamas rulers bombarded Israeli towns with rockets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described scenes on the street as anarchy and called on both sides to stop the violence.
This is something we cannot accept. It's anarchy. Nothing justifies this. And I will tell you more. Nothing justifies the lynching of Arabs by Jews. And nothing justifies the lynching of Jews by Arabs. We will not tolerate this.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called on Israel to end its occupation and warned that Palestinians would not leave their homeland.
I address my words specifically to America and to Israel. Enough is enough. Leave us. We will remain thorns in your eyes and we will not leave our homeland. We will not leave our country.
To sport now, and Istanbul residents have expressed their disappointment as UEFA is set to move this month's Champions League final between Manchester City and Chelsea from the city to Porto. Turkey now expects to host the 2023 Champions League final in Istanbul. European soccer's governing body has been locked in meetings to find a solution to the final on May 30 after the UK government placed Turkey on its travel red list. It comes as Spain's Minister for Culture and Sport, José Manuel Rodríguez Uribes, announced that fans will be allowed to return to stadiums at a maximum of 30% capacity, up to 5,000 people.
Vamos a volver a tener público en la liga de fútbol.
We're going to allow La Liga fans and basketball fans to return. We're going to follow the same criteria we've been following ever since the beginning of this pandemic, which is based on caution and good judgment. But yes, fans are coming back, and I think that's good news.
I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.